the current gold for oil program we've inherited, we will discontinue it. Take it from me.
And when you say you're discontinuing that, it will not be run as of tonight?
You need some time to put a workable system in place. If you want to set up a gold board, you have to go to Parliament. It has to have some legal backing. In the interim, we are trying to shape the current system and ensure that we reduce the losses and make it a bit more transparent. But ultimately, we want to replace this whole gold for oil program and put in place a much more effective system.
And the question will be obvious. What would be the replacement, knowing that we're struggling with our international financial reserves future? Because you're still running the IMF program, which the government will still continue.
Yes, but the IMF is not against gold pitching. And so if you have one body, which is the gold board, responsible for procuring all the gold domestically, either through agents or in collaboration with the private sector, we hold the gold board responsible. And so based on the tonnage that is bought every year, they would account for all the revenues in a dedicated account, which will be hard currency. And it's that hard currency that will be used to support the import of oil and other essential products. And so it will be very transparent.
As we speak, do we still have, some strategic reserves or as proceeds from the gold for oil barter trade?
Your boss has some stock. The last time I checked, it takes about 3 weeks, which is not the optimal. But we are still building up. It will take some time to build that up. And so boss will continue to support the system. But we want boss to occupy a certain minimum percentage in the market. So the rest will also be done by the private sector. But we work with the private sector to ensure that they keep a certain minimum volume, which would also be part of the national strategic reserve.